USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Justice Department is proposing a January start date for the trial of presidential candidate Donald Trump's alleged election interference case. In a court brief filed by Special Counsel Jack Smith, he's proposing a trial begins on January 2nd. That date could interfere with the 2024 presidential election. Trump is the Republican frontrunner. The wildfires in Hawaii continue taking a toll on the island of Maui. Governor Josh Green is reporting that the fires are likely to be the largest natural disaster in the history of the state, with over 50 people confirmed dead so far. Progress is being made, but none of the fires are 100% contained. Green noted it will take many years to rebuild the West Maui town of Lahaina, which will likely cost billions of dollars. The exact number of those killed and missing will not be known for days. President Biden has approved the state's disaster declaration, opening federal funding toward state and local recovery efforts. It's a not guilty plea for the man accused of killing five of his neighbors in southeast Texas earlier this year.
Francisco Oropesa is charged with capital murder for the April shooting in San Jacinto County. Authorities said Oropesa entered his neighbor's home and shot the victims after one of them asked him to stop firing a rifle outside so a baby could sleep. His next hearing is scheduled for December. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Ecuadorian authorities have arrested six Colombians accused of murdering a presidential candidate this week. The arrests come just hours after Ecuadorian President Guillermo Lasso declared a state of emergency to bring order to the country rocked by drug-fueled violence. A police official said the Colombians are part of a criminal drug trafficking organization. Police are investigating two possible motives for the murder of Fernando Villavicencio. The former congressman and journalist had rallied against corruption and pledged to battle drug gangs if elected president. USA News.
Thinking of sharing a hotel room with your dog this summer? Hi, I'm Dr. Lori Teller, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with some tips. Before you book your stay, check if your dog is allowed and get an understanding about any other restrictions they may have on pets. Think about your dog's personality and health before bringing them. Sometimes boarding might be less stressful for Fido than a road trip and hotel stay. Make sure your dog is healthy and up to date on vaccinations. Pack a travel kit for your pooch with food, water, medications, leash, and more. Try to keep to your normal routine as much as possible when it comes to things like meals and walks. Consistency goes a long way. And keep pet etiquette in mind. Keep your dog on a leash in public places and don't leave them alone in the room for a long stretch. If left alone, puzzle feeders or long-lasting treats can help. There's more valuable pet information at avma.org.
A new book says golfer Phil Mickelson bet on more than $1 billion on sports over three decades and lost $100 million. A new book from gambler Billy Waters claims he had sports betting partnership with Mickelson. And at one point, the golfer asked him to bet $400,000 on the U.S. to win the 2012 Ryder Cup that he was playing in. Though he was talked out of it, the book alleges. Fall officially arrives September 22nd. But you can get that feeling much earlier.
Starbucks says the wait is almost over. They're bringing back the fall classic, Pumpkin Spice, Saturday, August 26th. We've embraced the flavor trend since it was introduced at Starbucks in 2003. It quickly became their signature fall drink. Not to spoil your fun, but Starbucks says Grande Pumpkin Spice Latte has 390 calories. Make that a Frappuccino, and it's 420. I'm Bree Tennis.
The 2023 Emmys are officially moving to next year.
The Television Academy announced Thursday morning the ceremony will now take place on January 15th. The ceremony had been scheduled for next month, but was postponed due to the ongoing actors and writers strikes. The Emmys announced this year's nominees last month, with HBO series Succession leading the way with 27 nominations. I'm Trey Thomas.
A TGI IF2, my friend, thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.